This is Radio Nepal, MT Kaprasad, Kharka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma says Gavin Wilson go for vacating Supreme Court's order related to additional 20-meter criteria on river bank in Kathmandu Valley. The 79th United Nations General Assembly beginning tomorrow on Tuesday. Prime Minister KP Sharma to address the General Assembly on the 26th of September. Finance Committee endorses the bill to amend the Banking Offence and Punishment Act, and Bangladesh taking steps to extradite former Prime Minister Hasina from India. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the government will soon seek to vacate the Supreme Court's decision banning construction of structures on an additional 20 metres up the riverbank in the Kathmandu Valley. Receiving a memorandum from a team including Suman Sayami, coordinator of the Valley Roads Expansion Affected People's Struggle Committee and the River Standard Concern Group today, Prime Minister Oli clarified that the government is eager to address the issues of the local people and the concerned groups. In the meeting the team held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata, the struggle committee demanded to review the court's order and not to implement the mayor's notice. On the 8th of August, following the release of the full text of the court's order, Kathmandu Metropolitan City Mayor labeled the decision, issued a notice not to construct structures an additional 20 metres of land alongside the rivers. The 79th United Nations General Assembly is beginning tomorrow on Tuesday. The United Nations General Assembly is taking place this year from the 10th to the 30th of September in New York of the US. The high-level general discussion will be held from the 24th of September. As per the agenda shared, the head of the Nepali delegation, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, will also address the General Assembly on the 26th of September. Heads of state and government of the world will participate in the General Assembly in various stages of discussion focusing on the complex situation of the war that has emerged globally and its impact on the world, post-COVID inflation and poverty, climate change and the Sustainable Development Goals. According to the New York-based Nepali mission, the Nepal government will also give priority to participation in high-level political forums and discussions with its development partners in the sideline meetings. Nepal has also given high priority to work according to its commitment to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. The Finance Committee has endorsed the bill to amend the Banking Offence and Punishment Act 2008 with amendments. Committee President Santosh Chalisa said a meeting of the committee held today passed the bill with amendments. The meeting agreed on a provision seeking 2 to 4 years imprisonment in the case of a cheque bounce above 100 million rupees. President Ramchandra Pardal has expressed his concern that despite notable political achievements, the leadership could not deliver to public expectations due to a decline in ideal politics. Addressing a program organized by the BP Trust marking the BP Memorial Day at the office of the President in Sital Nivas today, President Pardal called on the political parties to use politics as a tool to serve the people and address their issues. President Pardal also recalled that late leader B.P. Koirala, the first elected Prime Minister of Nepal, never compromised his political principles and ideals and put the national and public interests at top over personal gains. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Pardal has conferred the rank insignia on newly appointed Chief of the Army Staff, Ashok Raj Sigdal, at a special program organized at the office of the President in Sital Nivas today. Newly appointed Army Chief Sigdal took an oath of office and secrecy before the President. Sigdal officially took command as the 45th Chief of the Nepali Army from today itself. Radio Nepal's newly appointed executive director, Amar Thoslama, has assumed his office today. While assuming office today, Executive Director Lama said he will work to make the broadcasting of Radio Nepal more inclusive and professional. Executive Director Lama also stressed the need for collective efforts for the development and expansion of the broadcasting services of Radio Nepal. He also expressed commitment to moving forward by making an integrated action plan for institutional reforms. Executive Director Lama also added that a result-oriented system will be arranged so that the employees can work in a comfortable and encouraging environment. The executive director also announced that the provincial broadcasting centers will be equipped with resources and a comfortable working environment will be created for women employees and employees with disabilities. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Let's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal says the government is serious about addressing the issues of workforce shortage in hospitals across the country. Talking to media in Chitwan today, Health Minister said that the government is preparing to run the MBBS classes in a state-run hospital having at least 300 beds and a nursing class in a facility with at least 200 beds. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. International Crimes Tribunal of Bangladesh says it's taking steps to secure the extradition of ousted leader Sheikh Hasina from neighboring India. Al Jazeera on Sunday cited chief prosecutor of the body as saying that the legal process to bring Hasina back to Bangladesh to face trial for the deadly violence waged by the authorities before she was unseated by mass protests in August has started. Mohammed Tajul Islam, the ICT's chief prosecutor, said Hasina, accused of ruling the country with an iron fist during her 15-year reign, is being sought for her role in overseeing massacre during the uprising. Yagi, Asia's most powerful storm this year, has killed more than 60 people since it made landfall in Vietnam on Saturday, bringing strong winds up to 203 kilometers per hour. The BBC on Monday cited the country's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development as saying that at least 44 victims were killed by landslides and flash floods. It is reported that more than 240 people have been injured, while some 1.5 million people are still without power. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma says government will soon go for vacating Supreme Court's order related to additional 20 metres criteria on river bank in Kathmandu Valley. The 79th United Nations General Assembly beginning tomorrow on Tuesday. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma to address General Assembly on the 26th of September. Finance Committee endorses the bill to amend the Banking Offence and Punishment Act. And Bangladesh taking steps to extradite former Prime Minister Hasina from India. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this help, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.